time I balance my engine on the little truck. Then I take an orange bus and crash it into both of them.
Gently,
says Grandma, but Walker is saying, again, and jumping up and down. Another man comes in and kisses the first one and then Walker.
Say bye-bye to your friend,
he tells him. Is that me? Bye-bye! Walker flaps his hand up and down. I think I'll give him a hug. I do it too fast and knock him down. He bangs on the train table and cries.
I'm so sorry,
Grandma keeps saying.
My grandson doesn't... He's learning about boundaries.
No harm done,
says the first man. They go off with the little boy doing 1, 2, 3, wee, swinging between them. He's not crying anymore. Grandma watches them. She's looking confused.
Remember,
she says on the way to the white car,
we don't hug strangers, even nice ones.
Why not?
We just don't. We save our hugs for people we love.
I love that boy, Walker.
Jack, you never saw him before in your life.
This morning, I spread a bit of syrup on my pancake. It's actually good, the two together. Grandma's tracing around me. She says it's fine to draw on the deck because the next time it rains, the chalk will all get washed away. I watch the clouds. If they start raining, I'm going to run inside supersonic fast before a drop hits me. Don't get chalk on me.
Oh, don't be such a worrywart.
She pulls me up to standing, and there's a kid shape on the patio. It's me. I have a huge head, no face, no insides, blobby hands.
Delivery for you, Jack.
That's Steppa shouting. What does he mean? When I go in the house, he's cutting a big box. He pulls out something huge.
Well, this can go in the trash, for starters.
She unrolls. Rug! I give her a huge hug. She's our rug, mine and Ma's. He lifts up his hands and says,
suit yourself.
Grandma's face is twisting.
Maybe if you took it outside and gave it a good beating, Leo.
No!
Okay, I'll use the vacuum. But I don't like to think what's in here.
She rubs rug between her fingers. I have to keep rug on my blow-up in the bedroom. I'm not to drag her all around the house. So I sit with her over my head like a tent. Her smell is just like I remember, and the feel. Under there, I've got other things the police brung, too. I give Jeep and Remote specially big kisses, and Melted-y Spoon. I wish Remote wasn't broken, so he could make Jeep go. Wordy Ball is flatter than I remember, and Red Balloon is hardly at all. Spaceship is here, but his rocket blaster's missing. He doesn't look very good. No fort or labyrinth. Maybe they were too big to go in the boxes. I have my 5 books, even Dylan. I get out the other Dylan, the new one I took from the mall because I thought he was my one, but the new one is way shinier. Grandma says there's thousands of each book in the world, so thousands of persons can be reading the same at the same minute. It makes me dizzy. New Dylan says, hello, Dylan. Nice to meet you. I'm Jack's Dylan, says old Dylan. I'm Jack's one too, says new. Yeah, but actually, I was Jack's first. Then the old and new bash each other with corners till a page of new rips, and I stop because I've ripped a book, and Ma will be mad. She's not here to be mad. She doesn't even know. I'm crying and crying, and I zip away the books in my Dora bag so they don't get cried on. The two Dylans cuddle up together inside and say sorry. I find Tooth under the blow-up and suck him till he feels like he's one of mine. The windows are making funny noises. It's drops of rain. I go close. I'm not very scared so long as the glass is between. I put my nose right on it. It's all blurry from the rain. The drops melt together and turn into long rivers down, down, down the glass. Me and Grandma and Steppa are all three going in the white car on a surprise trip. But how do you know which way? I ask Grandma when she's driving. She winks at me in the mirror.
It's only a surprise for you.
I watch out the window for new things. A girl in a wheelchair with her head back between two padded things. A dog sniffing another dog's butt. That's funny. There's a metal box for mailing mail in. A plastic bag blowing. I think I sleep a bit, but I'm not sure. We're stopped in a parking lot that has dusty stuff all over the lines.
Guess what?
Asks Steppa, pointing. Sugar?
Sand. Getting warmer?
No, I'm cold.
He means, are you figuring out where we are? Some place me and your grandpa used to bring your ma and Paul when they were little.
I look a long way. Mountains?
Sand dunes. And in between those two, the blue stuff?
Sky.
But underneath, the darker blue at the bottom.
My eyes are hurting even through my shades.
The sea.
I go behind them along the wooden path. I carry the bucket. It's not like I thought. The wind keeps putting tiny stones in my eyes. Grandma spreads out a big flowery rug. It's going to get all sandy, but she says that's okay. It's a picnic blanket. Where's the picnic?
It's a bit early in the year for that.
Steppa says, why don't we go down to the water? I've got sand in my shoes. One of them comes off.
That's an idea.
He takes his both off and puts his socks in them. He swings them from the laces. I put my socks in my shoes, too. The sand is all damp and strange on my feet. There's prickly bits. Ma never said the beach was like this.
Let's go.
He starts running at the sea. I stay far back because there's huge growing bits with white stuff on top. They roar and crash. The sea never stops growling, and it's too big. We're not meant to be here. I go back to Grandma on the picnic blanket. She's wriggling her bare toes. They're all wrinkly. We tried to build a sandcastle, but it's the wrong kind of sand. It keeps crumbling. Steppa comes back with his pants rolled up and dripping.
Didn't feel like paddling?
There is all poo.
Where?
In the sea. Our poos go down the pipes to the sea. I don't want to walk in it. Steppa laughs.
Your mother doesn't know much about plumbing, does she?
I want to hit him. Ma knows about everything.
There's like a big factory where the pipes from all the toilets go.
He's sitting on the blanket with his feet all sandy.
The guys there scoop out all the poo and scrub every drop of water till it's good enough to drink. Then they put it back in the pipe so it pours out our faucets again.
When does it go to the sea? He shakes his head.
I think the sea's just rain and salt.
Ever taste a tear?
Yeah.
Well, that's the same as the sea.
I still don't want to walk in it if it's tears. But I go back down near the water with Steppa to look for treasure. We find a white shell like a snail. But when I curl my finger inside, he's gone out.
Keep it.
Well, what about when he comes home?
Well, I don't think he'd leave it lying around if he still needed it.
Maybe a bird ate him. Or a lion. I put the shell in my pocket, and a pink one, and a black one, and a long, dangerous one called a razor shell. I'm allowed to take them home because finders, keepers, losers, weepers. We have our lunch out at a diner, which doesn't mean just have dinner, but food any time at all. I have a BLT. That's a hot sandwich of lettuce and tomato with bacon's hidden inside. Driving home, I see the playground, but it's all wrong. The swings are on the opposite side.
Oh, Jack, that's a different one. There's playgrounds in every town.
Lots of the world seems to be a repeat.
Noreen tells me you've had a haircut.
Ma's voice is tiny on the phone. Yeah, but I still have my strong. I'm sitting under a rug with the phone, all in the dark to pretend Ma's right here. I have baths on my own now. I've been on swings, and I know money and fire and street persons, and I've got 2 Dylan the Diggers and a conscience and spongy shoes.
Wow.
Oh, and I've seen the sea. There's no poo in it. You were tricking me.
You had so many questions, and I didn't have all the answers, so I had to make some up.
I hear her crying breath. Ma, can you come get me tonight?
Not quite yet.
Why not?
They're still fiddling with my dosage, trying to figure out what I need.
Me. She needs me. Can't she figure that out? I want to eat my pad thai with melted-y spoon, but Grandma says it's unhygienic. Later, I'm in the living room channel surfing. That means looking at all the planets as fast as a surfer, and I hear my name, not in real but in TV.
Need to listen to Jack. We're all Jack, in a sense.
Says another man sitting at the big table.
Obviously.
Says another one. Are they called Jack, too? Are they some of the million?
The inner child trapped in our personal room 101.
Says another of the men, nodding. I don't think I was ever in that room.
But then perversely on release, finding ourselves alone in a crowd, reeling from the sensory overload of modernity, post-modernity.
But surely, at a symbolic level, Jack's the child sacrifice, cemented into the foundations to placate the spirits.
Huh?
I would have thought the more relevant archetype here is Perseus, born to a walled-up virgin set adrift in a wooden box, the victim who returns as hero. Of course, Caspar Hauser famously claimed he'd been happy in his dungeon, but perhaps he really meant that 19th-century German society was just a bigger dungeon. At least Jack had TV.
Another man laughs.
Culture as a shadow on the wall of Plato's cave.
Grandma comes in and switches it right off, scowling. It was about me.
Those guys spent too much time at college.
Ma says I have to go to college. Grandma's eyes roll.
All in good time. Peas and teeth now.
She reads me The Runaway Bunny, but I'm not liking it tonight. I keep thinking, what if it was the mother bunny that ran away and hid and the baby bunny couldn't find her? Grandma's gonna buy me a soccer ball. It's very exciting. I go look at a plastic man with a black rubber suit and flippers. Then I see a big stack of suitcases, all colors like pink and green and blue. Then an escalator. I just step on for a second, but I can't get back up. It zooms me down, 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 and it's the coolest thing and scary as well. Coolery. That's a word sandwich. Ma would like it. At the end, I have to jump off. I don't know to get back up to Grandma again. I count my teeth 5 times. One time I get 19 instead of 20. There's signs everywhere that all say the same thing. Just 3 weeks to Mother's Day. Doesn't she deserve the best? I look at plates and stoves and chairs. Then I'm all floppy, so I lie down on a bed. A woman says I'm not allowed, so I sit up.
Where's your mom, little guy?
She's in the clinic because she tried to go to heaven early. The woman is staring at me. I'm a bonsai.
You're a what?
We were locked up. Now we're rap stars.
my God! You're that boy? The one? Lorena! Get over here. You'll never believe it. It's the boy, Jack, the one on TV from the shed.
Another person comes over, shaking her head.
The shed one's smaller, with long hair, tied back, and all kind of hunched. It's him! I swear it's him! No way.
Jose. She laughs and laughs.
This is unreal. Can I have an autograph? Lorena, he won't know how to sign his name.
Yes, I will. I can write anything there is.
You're something else. Isn't he something else?
The only paper is old labels from the clothes. I'm writing Jack on lots for the women to give to their friends when Grandma runs up with a ball under her arm, and I've never seen her so mad. She shouts at the women about lost child procedures. She tears my autographs into bits. She yanks me by the hand. When we're rushing out of the store, the gate goes, "Aye, aye!" Grandma drops the soccer ball on the carpet. In the car, she won't look at me in the mirror. I ask, "Why you threw away my ball?"
It was setting off the alarm because I hadn't paid.
Were you robbing?
No, Jack. I was running around the building like a lunatic looking for you.
Then she says, more quietly,
"Anything could have happened."
Like an earthquake? Grandma stares at me in the little mirror.
A stranger might snatch you, Jack. That's what I'm talking about.
A stranger's a not friend, but the women were my new friends. Why?
Because they might want a little boy of their own, all right?
It doesn't sound all right.
Or to hurt you, even.
You mean him? Old Nick, but I can't say it.
No, he can't get out of jail, but somebody like him.
I didn't know there was somebody like him in the world. Can you go back and get my ball now? She switches on the engine and drives out of the parking lot fast so the wheels screech. In the car, I get madder and madder. When we get back to the house, I put everything in my Dora bag, except my shoes don't fit, so I throw them in the trash, and I roll Rug up and drag her down the stairs behind me. Grandma comes into the hall.
Did you wash your hands?
I'm going back to the clinic, and you can't stop me because you're a stranger.
Jack, put that stinky rug back where it was.
You're the stinky! She's pressing on her chest.
Leo,
she says over her shoulder.
I swear, I've had just about as much.
Steppa comes up the stairs and picks me up. I drop rug. Steppa kicks my Dora bag out of the way. He's carrying me. I'm screaming and hitting him because it's allowed. It's a special case. I can kill him even. I'm killing and killing him.
Leo!
Wails Grandma downstairs.
Leo!
Fee, fi, fo, fum! He's going to rip me in pieces. He's going to wrap me in rug and bury me in. The worms crawl in, the worms crawl out. Steppa drops me on the blow-up, but it doesn't hurt. He sits down on the end so it all goes up like a wave. I'm still crying and shaking, and my snot's getting on the sheet. I stop crying. I feel under the blow-up for tooth. I put him in my mouth and suck hard. He doesn't taste like anything anymore. Steppa's hand is on the sheet just beside me. It's got hairs on the fingers. His eyes are waiting for my eyes.
All fair and square? Water under the bridge?
I move tooth to my gum. What?
Want to have pie on the couch and watch the game?
Okay. I pick up branches fallen off the trees, even enormous heavy ones. Me and Grandma tie them into bundles with string for the city to take them. How does the city...
The guys from the city, I mean. The guys whose job it is.
When I grow up, my job is going to be a giant. Not the eating kind, the kind that catches kids that are falling into the sea maybe and puts them back on land. Dandelion alert! Grandma scoops it out with her trowel so the grass can grow, because there isn't room for everything. When we're tired, we go in the hammock, even Grandma.
I used to sit like this with your ma when she was a baby.
Did you give her some?
Some what?
From your breast. Grandma shakes her head.
She used to bend back my fingers while she had her bottle.
Where's the tummy, Mommy?
Oh, you know about her? I have no idea, I'm afraid.
Did she get another baby? Grandma doesn't say anything. Then she says,
That's a nice thought.
I'm painting at the kitchen table in Grandma's old apron that has a crocodile, and I ate gator on the bayou. I'm not doing proper pictures, just blotches and stripes and spirals. I use all the colors. I even mix them in puddles. I like to make a wet bit, then fold the paper over like Grandma showed me, so when I unfold it, it's a butterfly. There's Ma in the window. The red spills. I try and wipe it up, but it's all on my foot and the floor. Ma's face isn't there anymore. I run to the window, but she's gone. Was I just imagining? I've got red on the window and the sink and the counter. Grandma! Grandma! Then Ma's right behind me. I run to nearly at her. She goes to hug me, but I say, No, I'm all painty. She laughs. She undoes my apron and drops it on the table. She holds me hard all over, but I keep my sticky hands and foot away.
I wouldn't know you,
she says to my head. Why, you wouldn't?
I guess it's your hair.
Look, I have some long in a bracelet, but it keeps getting catched on things.
Can I have it?
Sure. The bracelet gets some paint on it sliding off my wrist. Ma puts it on hers. She looks different, but I don't know how. Sorry I made you red on your arm.
It's all washable,
says Grandma, coming in.
You didn't tell him I was coming?
Asks Ma, giving her a kiss.
I thought it best not, in case of a hitch.
There's no hitches.
Good to hear it.
Grandma wipes her eyes and starts cleaning the paint up.
Now, Jack's been sleeping on a blow-up mattress in our room, but I can make you up a bed on the couch.
Actually, we better head off.
Grandma stands still for a minute.
You'll stay for a bit of supper?
Sure.
Steppa makes pork chops with risotto. I don't like the bone bits, but I eat all the rice and scrape the sauce with my fork. Steppa steals a bit of my pork. Swiper no swiping! He groans.
Oh, man.
Grandma shows me a heavy book with kids. She says we're Ma and Paul when they were small. I'm working on believing. Then I see one of the girl on a beach, the one Grandma and Steppa took me there, and her face is Ma's exact face. I show Ma.
That's me, all right,
she says, turning the page. There's one of Paul waving out of a window in a gigantic banana that's actually a statue, and one of them both eating ice cream and cones with Grandpa, but he looks different, and Grandma, too. She has dark hair in the picture. Where's one of the hammock?
We were in it all the time, so probably nobody ever thought of taking a picture.
It must be terrible to not have any,
Grandma tells her.
Any what?
Pictures of Jack. When he was a baby and a toddler. I mean, just to remember him by.
Ma's face is all blank.
I don't forget a day of it.
She looks at her watch. I didn't know she had one. It's got pointy fingers.
What time are they expecting you at the clinic?
She shakes her head.
I'm all done with that.
She takes something out of her pocket and shakes it. It's a key on a ring.
Guess what, Jack? You and me have our own apartment.
Grandma says her other name.
Is that such a good idea, do you think?
It was my idea. It's okay, Mom. There's counselors there around the clock.
But you've never lived away from home before.
Ma's staring at Grandma, and so is Steppa. He lets out a big whoop of laughing.
It's not funny,
says Grandma, whacking him in the chest.
She knows what I mean.
Ma takes me upstairs to pack my stuff. Close your eyes. There's surprises. I lead her into the bedroom. Ta-da! I wait. It's rug and lots of our things. The police gave them back.
So I see.
Look, Jeep and remote.
Let's not cart broken stuff around with us. Just take what you really need and put it in your new Dora bag.
I need all of it. Ma breathes out.
Have it your way.
What's my way? There's boxes it all came in.
I said okay.
Steppa puts all our stuff into the back of the white car.
I must get my license renewed,
says Ma when Grandma's driving along.
You might find you're a bit rusty.
Oh, I'm rusty at everything.
Why you're...
Like the Tin Man.
Ma says over her shoulder. She lifts her elbow and does a squeak.
Hey, Jack, will we buy a car of our own someday?
Yeah, or actually a helicopter. A super zoomer helicopter train car submarine.
Now that sounds like a ride.
It's hours and hours in the car. How come it's so long?
Because it's all the way across the city. It's practically the next state.
Mom?
The sky's getting dark. Grandma parks where Ma says. There is a big sign. Independent Living Residential Facility. She helps us carry all our boxes and bags in the building that's made of brown bricks, except I pull my Dora on its wheels. We go in a big door with a man called the doorman that smiles.
Does he lock us in?
No, just other people out.
There's three women and a man called support staff. We're very welcome and to buzz down any time we need help with anything at all. Buzzing is like calling on the phone. There's lots of floors and apartments on each one. Mine and Ma's is on 6. I tug at her sleeve.
5.
What's that?
Can we be on 5 instead?
Sorry, we don't get to choose.
When the elevator bangs shut, Ma shivers.
You okay?
Just one more thing to get used to.
Ma has to tap in the secret code to make the elevator shake. My tummy feels odd when it ups. Then the doors open, and we're on 6 already. We flew without knowing it. There's a little hatch that says, Incinerator. When we put trash in it, it'll fall down, 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 and go up in smoke. On the doors, it's not numbers, it's letters. Ours is the B. That means we live in 6B. 6 is not a bad number, like 9. It's the upside down of it, actually. Ma puts the key in the hole. When she turns it, she makes a face because of her bad wrist. She's not all fixed yet.
Home,
she says, pushing the door open. How is it home if I've never been here? An apartment's like a house, but all squished flat. There's 5 rooms. That's lucky. One is the bathroom with a bath, so we can have baths, not showers. Can we have one now?
Let's get settled in first.
The stove dust flames like at Grandma's. The next to the kitchen is the living room that has a couch and a low-down table and a super big TV in it. Grandma's in the kitchen unpacking a box.
Milk, bagels, I don't know if you've started drinking coffee again. He likes this alphabet cereal. He spelled out volcano the other day.
Ma puts her arms on Grandma and stops her moving for a minute.
Thanks.
Should I run out for anything else?
No, I think you've thought of everything. Night, Mom.
Grandma's face is twisted.
You know.
What?
Ma waits.
What is it?
I didn't forget a day of you, either.
They aren't saying anything, so I go try the beds for which is bouncier. When I'm doing somersaults, I hear them talking a lot. I go around opening and shutting everything. After Grandma's gone back to her house, Ma shows me how to do the bolt. That's like a key that only us on the inside can open or shut. In bed, I remember, I pull her t-shirt up.
Ah, I don't think there's any in there.
Yeah, there must be.
Well, the thing about breasts is, if they don't get drunk from, they figure, okay, nobody needs our milk anymore. We'll stop making it.
Dumbos. I bet I can find some.
No,
says Ma, putting her hand between.
I'm sorry. That's all done. Come here.
We cuddle hard. Her chest goes boom, boom in my ear. That's the heart of her. I lift up her t-shirt.
Jack.
I kiss the right and say, bye-bye. I kiss the left twice because it was always creamier. Ma holds my head so tight I say, I can't breathe. And she lets go. God's face comes up all pale red in my eyes. I blink and make the light come and go. I wait till Ma's breathing is on. How long do we stay here at the independent living? She yawns.
As long as we like.
I'd like to stay for 1 week. She stretches her whole self.
We'll stay for a week then, and after that, we'll see.
I curl her hair like a rope. I could cut yours, and then we'd be the same again. Ma shakes her head.
I think I'm going to keep mine long.
When we're unpacking, there's a big problem. I can't find Tooth. I look in all my stuff, and then all around in case I dropped him last night. I'm trying to remember when I had him in my hand or in my mouth. Not last night, but maybe the night before at Grandma's. I think I was sucking him. I have a terrible thought. Maybe I swallowed him by accident in my sleep. What happens to stuff we eat if it's not food? Ma's putting socks in her drawer.
Like what?
I can't tell her. I maybe lost a bit of her. Like a little stone or something.
Oh, then it just slides on through.
We don't go down in the elevator today. We don't even get dressed. We stay in our independent living and learn all the bits.
We could sleep in this room, but you could play in the other one that gets more sunshine.
With you?
Well, yeah. But sometimes I'll be doing other things, so maybe during the day, our sleeping room could be my room.
What other things? Ma pours us our cereal, not even counting. I thank baby Jesus.
I read a book at college that said everyone should have a room of their own.
Why?
To do their thinking in.
I can do my thinking in a room with you. I wait. Why, you can't think in a room with me? Ma makes a face.
I can, most of the time, but it would be nice to have somewhere to go that's just mine, sometimes.
I don't think so. She does a long breath.
Let's just try it for today. We could make nameplates and stick them on the doors.
Cool. We do all different color letters on pages. They say Jack's room and Ma's room. Then we stick them up with tape. We use all we like. I have to poo. I look in it, but I don't see Tooth. We're sitting on the couch looking at the vase on the table. It's made of glass, but not invisible. It's got all blues and greens. I don't like the walls.
What's wrong with them?
They're too white. Hey, you know what? We could buy cork squares from the store and stick them up all over.
No way, Jose.
After a minute, she says,
this is a fresh start, remember?
She says, remember, but she doesn't want to remember room. I think of rug. I run to get her out of the box and I drag her behind me. Where will rug go? Beside the couch or beside our bed? Ma shakes her head. But...
Jack, it's all frayed and stained from 7 years of... I can smell it from here. I had to watch you learn to crawl on that rug, learn to walk. It kept tripping you up. You pooed on it once. Another time the soup spilled. I could never get it really clean.
Her eyes are all shiny and too big. Yeah, and I was born on her, and I was dead in her, too.
Yeah, so what I'd really like to do is throw it in the incinerator.
No!
If for once in your life you thought about me instead of...
I do! I thought about you always when you were gone. Ma shuts her eyes just for a second.
Tell you what, you can keep it in your own room, but rolled up in the wardrobe, okay? I don't want to have to see it.
She goes out to the kitchen. I hear her splash the water. I pick up the vase, I throw it at the wall, and it goes in a zillion pieces.
Jack.
Ma's standing there. I don't want to be your little bunny. I run into Jack's room with Rug pulling behind me, getting caught on the door. I drag her into the wardrobe and put her all around me. I sit there for hours and hours, and Ma doesn't come. My face is all stiff where the tears dried. Steppa says that's how they make salt. They catch waves in little ponds, then the sun dries them up. There's a scary sound. Bzz, bzz, bzz. Then I hear Ma talking.
Yeah, I guess. As good a time as any.
After a minute, I hear her outside the wardrobe.
We've got visitors.
It's Dr. Clay and it's Noreen. They've brought a food called takeout. That's noodles and rice and slippery yellow yummy things. The splintery bits of the vase are all gone. Ma must have disappeared them down the incinerator. There's a computer for us. Dr. Clay is setting it up so we can do games and send emails. Noreen shows me how to do drawings right on the screen with the arrow turned into a paintbrush. I do one of me and Ma in the independent living.
What's all this white scribbly stuff?
That's the space.
Outer space?
No, all the space inside. The air.
Well, celebrity is a secondary trauma.
Dr. Clay is saying to Ma.
Have you given any further thought to new identities?
Ma shakes her head.
I can't imagine. I'm me and Jack's Jack, right? How could I start calling him Michael or Zane or something?
Why, she'd call me Michael or Zane.
Well, what about a new surname at least, so he attracts less attention when he starts school?
When I start school?
Not till you're ready. Don't worry.
I don't think I'll ever be ready. In the evening, we have a bath, and I lie my head on Ma's tummy in the water, nearly sleeping. We practice being in the two rooms and calling out to each other, but not too loud because there's other persons living in the other independent livings that aren't 6B. When I'm in Jack's room and Ma's in Ma's room, that's not so bad. Only when she's in other rooms, but I don't know which. I don't like that.
It's okay. I'll always hear you.
We eat more of the takeout hot again in our microwave. That's the little stove that works super fast by invisible death rays. I can't find tooth.
My tooth?
Yeah, your bad one that fell out that I kept. I had him all the time, but now I think he's lost. Unless maybe I swallowed him, but he's not sliding out of my poo yet.
Don't worry about it.
But...
People move around so much out in the world, things get lost all the time.
Tooth's not just a thing. I have to have him.
Trust me, you don't.
But... She holds on to my shoulders.
Bye-bye, rotten old tooth. End of story.
She's nearly laughing, but I'm not. I think maybe I did swallow him by accident. Maybe he's not going to slide out in my poo. Maybe he's going to be hiding inside me in a corner forever. In the night, I whisper, I'm still switched on.
I know. Me too.
Our bedroom is Ma's room. That's in the independent living that's in America, that's stuck on the world that's a blue and green ball a million miles across and always spinning. Outside the world, there's outer space. I don't know why we don't fall off. Ma says it's gravity. That's an invisible power that keeps us stuck to the ground, but I can't feel it. God's yellow face comes up. We're watching out the window.
Do you notice? It's a bit earlier every morning.
There are 6 windows in our independent living. They all show different pictures, but some of the same things. My favorite is the bathroom because there's a building site. I can look down on the cranes and diggers. I say all the Dylan words to them. They like that. In the living room, I'm doing my Velcro because we're going out. I see the space where the vase used to be till I threw it. We could ask for another for Sunday treat, I tell Ma. Then I remember. Her shoes have laces that she's tying. She looks at me, not mad.
You know, you won't ever have to see him again.
Old Nick. I say the name to see if it sounds scary. It does, but not very.
I'll have to, just one more time, when I go to court. It won't be for months and months.
Why will you have to?
Morris says I could do it by video link, but actually, I want to look him in his mean little eye.
Which one is that? I try and remember his eyes. Maybe he'll ask us for Sunday treat. That would be funny. Ma does not a nice laugh. She's looking in the mirror, putting black lines around her eyes and purple on her mouth. You're like a clown.
It's just makeup, so I'll look better.
You look better always. She grins at me in the mirror. I put my nose up at the end and my fingers in my ears and wiggle them. We hold hands, but the air is really warm today, so they get slippy. We look in the windows of stores, only we don't go in. We just walk. Ma keeps saying that things are ludicrously expensive or else they're junk. They sell men and women and children in there.
What?
She spins around.
Oh, no. See, it's a clothes shop, so when it says men, women, children, it just means clothes for all those people.
When we have to cross a street, we press the button and wait for the little silver man. He'll keep us safe. There's a thing that looks just concrete, but kids are there squeaking and jumping to get wet. It's called a splash pad. We watch for a while, but not too long because Ma says we might seem freaky. We play I Spy. We buy ice cream. That's the best thing in the world. Mine is vanilla and Ma's is strawberry. Next time, we can have different flavors. There's hundreds. A big lump is cold all the way down and my face aches. Ma shows me to put my hand over my nose and sniff in the warm air. I've been in the world 3 weeks and a half. I still never know what's going to hurt. I have some coins that Steppa gave me. I buy Ma a clip for her hair with a ladybug on it, but just a pretend one. She says thanks over and over. You can have it forever, even when you're dead. Will you be dead before I do?
That's the plan.
Why, that's the plan.
Well, by the time you're 100, I'll be 121, and I think my body will be pretty worn out.
She's grinning.
I'll be in heaven getting your room ready.
Our room.
Okay, our room.
Then I see a phone booth and go in to play I'm Superman changing into his costume. I wave at Ma through the glass. There's little cards with smiley pictures that say, Busty Blonde 18 and Filipina Shemale. They're ours because finders, keepers, losers, weepers. But when I show Ma, she says they're dirty and makes me throw them in the trash. For a while, we get lost. Then she sees the name of the street where the independent living is, so we weren't really lost. My feet are tired. I think people in the world must be tired all the time. In the independent living, I go bare feet. I won't ever like shoes. The persons in 6C are a woman and two big girls, bigger than me but not all the way big. The woman wears shades all the time, even in the elevator, and has a crutch to hop with. The girls don't talk, I think, but I wave my fingers at one, and she smiled. There's new things every single day. Grandma brought me a watercolor set. It's 10 colors of ovals in a box with an invisible lid. I rinse the little brush clean after each so they don't mix, and when the water goes dirty, I just get more. The first time I hold my picture up to show Ma, it drips, so after that we dry them flat on the table. We go to the hammock house, and I do amazing Lego with Steppa of a castle and a Zoomermobile. Grandma can come see us just in the afternoons now, because in the mornings, she's got a job in a store where people buy wigs and pretend breasts after their hair has fallen out. Ma and me go peek at her through the door of the store. Grandma doesn't seem like Grandma. Ma says everybody's got a few different selves. Paul comes to our independent living with a surprise for me that's a soccer ball, like the one Grandma threw away in the store. I go down to the park with him. Not Ma, because she's going to a coffee shop to meet one of her old friends.
Great. Again.
No, you. Paul does a huge kick. The ball bounces off the building and away in some bushes.
Go for it.
When I kick, the ball goes in the pond, and I cry. Paul gets it out with a branch. He kicks it far, far.
Want to show me how fast you can run?
We had track around bed. I can. I did a there and back in 16 steps.
Wow. I bet you can go even faster now.
I shake my head. I'll fall over.
I don't think so.
I always do these days. The world is trippy-uppy.
Yeah, but this grass is really soft, so even if you do fall, you won't hurt yourself.
There's Bronwyn and Deanna coming. I spot them with my sharp eyes. It's a bit hotter every day. Ma says it's unbelievable for April. Then it rains. She says it might be fun to buy two umbrellas and go out with the rain bouncing off the umbrellas and not wetting us at all, but I don't think so. The next day is dry again, so we go out. There's puddles, but I'm not scared of them. I go in my spongy shoes and my feet get splashed through the holes. That's okay. Me and Ma have a deal. We're going to try everything one time so we know what we like. I already like going to the park with my soccer ball and feeding the ducks. I really like the playground now, except when that boy came down the slide right after me and kicked me in the back. I like the Natural History Museum, except the dinosaurs are just dead ones with bones. In the washroom, I hear people talking Spanish, only Ma says the word for it is Chinese. There's hundreds of different foreign ways to talk. That makes me dizzy. We look in another museum that's paintings, a bit like our masterpieces that came with the oatmeal, but way, way bigger. Also, we can see the stickiness of the paint. I like walking past the whole room of them, but then there's lots of other rooms, and I lie down on the bench, and the man in the uniform comes over with a not-friendly face, so I run away. Steppa comes to the independent living with a super thing for me. A bike they were saving for Bronwyn, but I get it first because I'm bigger. It's got shiny faces in the spokes of the wheels. I have to wear a helmet and knee pads and wrist pads when I ride it in the park for if I fall off, but I don't fall off. I've got balance. Steppa says I'm a natural. The third time we go, Ma lets me not wear the pads, and in a couple of weeks, she's going to take off the stabilizers because I won't need them anymore. Ma finds a concert that's in a park. Not our near park, but one where we have to get a bus. I like going on the bus a lot. We look down on people's different hairy heads in the street. At the concert, the rule is that the music persons get to make all the noise, and we aren't allowed to make even one squeak except clapping at the end. Grandma says, why doesn't Ma take me to the zoo? But Ma says she couldn't stand the cages. We go to two different churches. I like the one with the multicolored windows, but the organ is too loud. Also, we go to a play. That's when adults dress up and play like kids and everybody else watches. It's in another park. It's called Midsummer Night. I'm sitting on the grass with my fingers on my mouth to remember it to stay shut. Some fairies are fighting over a little boy. They say so many words they all smoosh together. Sometimes the fairies disappear and persons all in black move the furniture around. Like we did in Rome, I whisper to Ma. She nearly laughs. But then the persons sitting near us start calling out, how now, spirit? And all hail Titania. I get mad and say, shush. Then I really shout at them to be quiet. Ma pulls me by the hand all the way back to the trees bit and tells me that was called audience participation. It's allowed. It's a special case. When we get home to the independent living, we write everything down that we tried. The list's getting long. Then there's things we might try when we're braver. Going up in an airplane. Having some of Ma's old friends over for dinner. Driving a car. Going to the North Pole. Going to school, me. And college, Ma. Finding our really own apartment that's not an independent living. Inventing something. Making new friends. Living in another country, not America. Having a playdate at another kid's house, like baby Jesus and John the Baptist. Taking swimming lessons. Ma going out dancing in the night and me staying at Steppa and Grandma's on the blow-up. Having jobs. Going to the moon. Most important, there's getting a dog called Lucky. Every day I'm ready. But Ma says she's got enough on her plate at the moment, maybe when I'm six. When I'll have a cake with candles?
6 candles, I swear.
In the night in our bed that's not bed, I rub the duvet. It's puffed upper than duvet was. When I was 4, I didn't know about the world, or I thought it was only stories. Then Ma told me about it for real, and I thought I knowed everything. But now I'm in the world all the time. I actually don't know much. I'm always confused. Ma?
Yeah?
She still smells like her. But not her breasts. They're just breasts now. Do you sometimes wish we didn't escape? I don't hear anything. Then she says,
no, I never wish that. It's perverse.
Ma is telling Dr. Clay.
All those years I was craving company, but now I don't seem up to it.
He's nodding. They're sipping their steamy coffee. Ma drinks it now like adults do to keep going. I still drink milk, but sometimes it's chocolate milk. It tastes like chocolate, but it's allowed. I'm on the floor doing a jigsaw with Noreen. It's super hard with 24 pieces of a train.
Most days, Jack's enough for me.
The soul selects her own society, then shuts the door.
That's his poem voice. Ma nods.
Yeah, but it's not how I remember myself.
You had to change to survive.
Noreen looks up.
Don't forget, you'd have changed anyway. Moving into your 20s, having a child, you wouldn't have stayed the same.
Ma just drinks her coffee. One day I wonder if the window's open. I try the bathroom one. I figure out the handle and push the glass. I'm scared of the air, but I'm being scave. I lean out and put my hands through it. I'm half in, half out. It's the most amazing—
Jack!
Ma pulls me all in by the back of my t-shirt. Ow!
It's a 6-story drop. If you fell, you'd smash your skull.
I wasn't falling. I was being in and out at the same time.
You were being a nutcase at the same time.
She tells me, but she's nearly smiling. I go after her into the kitchen. She's beating eggs in a bowl for French toast. The shells are smashed. We just throw them in the trash. Bye-bye. I wonder if they turn into the new eggs. Do we come back after heaven? I think Ma doesn't hear me. Do we grow in tummies again?
That's called reincarnation.
She cutting the bread.
Some people think we might come back as donkeys or snails.
No, humans in the same tummies. If I grow in you again... Ma lights the flame.
What's your question?
Will you still call me Jack? She looks at me.
Okay.
Promise?
I'll always call you Jack.
Tomorrow is May Day. That means summer's coming, and there's going to be a parade. We might go just to look. Is it only May Day in the world?
What do you mean?
We're having granola in our bowls on the sofa, not spilling. Is it May Day in Rome, too?
I suppose so, but nobody's there to celebrate it.
We could go there. She clangs her spoon into her bowl.
Jack.
Can we?
Do you really, really want to?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Don't you like it outside?
Yeah, not everything.
Well, no, but mostly? You like it more than room.
Mostly. I eat all the rest of my granola and the bit of Ma's that she left in her bowl. Can we go back sometime?
Not to live.
I shake my head. Just a visit for 1 minute. Ma leans her mouth on her hand.
I don't think I can.
Yeah, you can. I wait. Is it dangerous?
No, but just the idea of it, it makes me feel like...
She doesn't say like what. I'd hold your hand. Ma stares at me.
What about going on your own, maybe?
No.
With someone, I mean. With Noreen?
No.
Or Grandma?
With you.
I can't...
I'm choosing for both of us. She gets up. I think she's mad. She takes the phone in Ma's room and talks to somebody. Later in the morning, the doorman buzzes and says there's a police car here for us. Are you still Officer O?
I sure am. Long time no see.
There's tiny dots on the windows of the police car. I think it's rain. Ma's chewing her thumb. Bad idea, I tell her, pulling her hand away.
Yeah.
She takes her thumb back and nibbles it again.
I wish he was dead.
She's nearly whispering. I know who she means. But not in heaven.
No, outside it.
Knock, 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 but he can't come in.
Yeah.
Ha ha. 2 fire trucks go by with sirens. Grandma says there's more of him.
What?
Persons like him in the world.
Ah.
Is it true?
Yeah, but the tricky thing is, there's far more people in the middle.
Where? Ma's staring out the window, but I don't know at what.
Somewhere between good and bad. Bits of both stuck together.
The dots on the window join up into little rivers. When we stop, I only know we're there because Officer O says...
Here we are.
I don't remember which house Ma came out of. the night of our great escape, the houses all have garages. None of them looks especially like a secret.
Officer O says,
I should have brought umbrellas.
It's only sprinkling.
She gets out and holds out her hand to me. I don't undo my seatbelt. The rain will fall on us.
Let's get this over with, Jack, because I am not coming back again.
I click it open. I put my head down and squeeze my eyes half shut. Ma leads me along. The rain is on me. My face is wetting. My jacket. My hands a bit. It doesn't hurt. It's just weird.
When we get up close to the door of the house, I know it's old Nick's house because there's a yellow ribbon that says in black letters,
Crime Scene Do Not Cross. A big sticker with a scary wolf face that says, Beware of the Dog. I point to it, but Ma says,
That's only pretend.
Oh, yeah, the trick dog that was having the fit the day Ma was 19. A man police I don't know opens the door inside. Ma and Officer O duck under the yellow ribbon. I only have to go a bit sideways. The house has lots of rooms with all stuff like fat chairs and the hugest TV I ever saw. But we go right through. There's another door at the back and then it's grass. The rain's still falling, but my eyes stay open.
15-foot hedge all the way around.
Officer O is saying to Ma.
Neighbors thought nothing of it. A man's entitled to his privacy, etc.
There's bushes and a hole with more yellow tape on sticks all round it. I remember something. Ma, is that where? She stands and stares.
I don't think I can do this.
But I'm walking over to the hole. There's brown things in the mud. Are they worms? I ask Officer O. My chest is thump, thump, thumping.
Just tree roots.
Where's the baby? Ma's beside me. She makes a sound.
We dug her up.
I didn't want her to be here anymore.
Her voice is all scratchy. She clears her throat and asks Officer O,
How did you find where?
We've got sail-sensitive probes.
We'll put her somewhere better.
Ma tells me. Grandma's garden?
Tell you what, we could turn her bones into ash and sprinkle it under the hammock.
Will she grow again then and be my sister? Ma shakes her head. Her face is all stripey wet. There's more rain on me. It's not like a shower. Softer. Ma's turned around. She's looking at a gray shed in the corner of the yard.
That's it.
What?
Room.
Nah.
It is, Jack. You've just never seen it from the outside.
We follow Officer O. We step over more yellow tape.
Notice the central air unit is concealed in these bushes. And the entrance is at the back, out of any sight lines.
I see silvery metal. It's door, I think, but the side of him I never saw. He's halfway open already.
Will I come in with you?
No.
Okay.
Just me and Ma. But Ma's dropped my hand, and she's bending over. She makes a strange noise. There's stuff on the grass, on her mouth. It's vomit I can smell. Is she poisoned again? Ma! Ma!
I'm okay.
She wipes her mouth with a tissue Officer O gives her.
Would you prefer...
No.
She takes my hand again.
Come on.
We step in through door and it's all wrong. Smaller than room and emptier. And it smells weird. Floor's bare. That's because there's no rug. She's in my wardrobe in our independent living. I forgot she couldn't be here at the same time. Bed's here, but there's no sheets or duvet on her. Rocker's here, and table, and sink, and bath, and cabinet, but no plates and cutlery on top. and dresser and TV and bunny with the purple bow on him and shelf, but nothing on her. And our chairs folded up, but they're all different. Nothing says anything to me. I don't think this is it.
Yeah, it is.
Our voices sound not like us. Has it got shrunk?
No, it was always like this.
Spaghetti Mobile's gone, and my octopus picture, and the masterpieces, and all the toys, and fort, and labyrinth. I look under table, but there's no web. It's gone darker.
Well, it's a rainy day. You could put the light on.
Ma points to lamp. But I don't want to touch. I look closer. I'm trying to see it how it was. I find my birthday numbers marked beside door. I stand against them and put my hand flat at the top of my head. And I'm taller than the black five. There's thin white on everything. Is that the dust of our skins?
Fingerprinting powder.
I bend and look in underbed for Egg Snake curled up like he's sleeping. I can't see his tongue. I reach down all careful till I feel the little prick of the needle. I straighten up. Where did Plant be?
You've forgotten already? Right here.
Says Ma, tapping the middle of dresser, and I see a circle that's more coloredy than the rest. There's the mark of track around bed, the little hole rubbed in floor where our feet used to go under table. I guess this really was room one time. But not anymore.
What?
It's not room now.
You don't think so?
She sniffs.
It used to smell even staler. The door's open now, of course.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it's not room if door's open. Ma does a tiny smile.
Do you...
She clears her throat.
Would you like the door closed for a minute?
No.
Okay. I need to go now.
I walk to bed wall and touch it with one finger. The cork doesn't feel like anything. Is good night in the day...
Huh?
Can we say good night when it's not night?
I think it would be goodbye.
Goodbye, wall. Then I say it to the three other walls. Then, goodbye, floor. I pat bed. Goodbye, bed. I put my head down in underbed to say, goodbye, Egg Snake. In wardrobe, I whisper, goodbye, wardrobe. In the dark, there's a picture of me Ma did for my birthday. I look very small. I wave her over and point to it. I kiss her face where the tears are. That's how the sea tastes. I pull the me picture down and zip it into my jacket. Ma's nearly at door. I go over. Lift me up.
Jack.
Please. Ma sits me up on her hip. I reach up. Higher! She holds me by my ribs and lifts me up, up, up. I touch the start of roof. I say, goodbye, roof. Ma puts me down. Thump. Goodbye, room. I wave up at skylight. Say goodbye, I tell Ma. Goodbye, room. Ma says it, but on mute. I look back one more time. It's like a crater, a hole where something happened. Then we go out the door.
Acknowledgements. I would like to thank my beloved Chris Rolston and my agent, Caroline Davidson, for their responses to the first draft, as well as Caroline, aided by Victoria X. Quee and Laura McDougall, and my U.S. agent, Kathy Anderson, for their exuberant commitment to this novel from day one. Judy Klain at Little Brown, Sam Humphreys at Picador, and Iris Tupholm at HarperCollins Canada for their intelligent editing. Also my friends Deborah Westgate, Liz Vicock, Arya Vanyomatala, Tamara Sugunasiri, Aileen Rolston, Andrea Plum, Chantal Phillips, Anne Patty, Sinead McBrearty, and Ali Dover for their suggestions about everything from child development to plot development. Above all, my brother-in-law, Jeff Miles, for his unnervingly insightful advice on the practicalities of Room.
This has been an Hachette audio production of Room, written by Emma Donahue, read by Michael Friedman, Ellen Archer, Suzanne Torin, and Robert Petkoff. Produced and directed by Michelle McGonigal. Recorded by Tommy Herron. Post-production by John Colucci. Room is also available in print from Little Brown & Company, a division of Hachette Book Group. Text copyright 2010 by Emma Donahue. Audio production copyright and published 2010 by Hachette Audio. All rights reserved. Except as permitted under the U.S. Copyright Act of 1976, no part of this production may be reproduced, distributed, or transmitted in any form or by any means, or stored in a database or retrieval system without the prior written permission of the publisher. This audiobook is a work of fiction. Names, characters, places, and incidents are either the product of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously, and any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, events or locales is entirely coincidental.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.